streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Roy and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide.
Yes. Greetings, my beautiful people. If you're looking to find a great deal on a new home, or you're contemplating selling your current home, I had a perfect team for you at Home Smart Success. That's right, I said it. Home Smart Success, you dig? So if you need assistance, all you have to do is contact Mark or Carrie at Home Smart Success, and they will gladly take care of you, alright? And while you're at it, make sure you tell them the streets don't love you back, sis. But like I said, make sure you contact Mark or Carrie at 602-799-7344, or you can go to www.homebargainplanet.com. And if you need to search homes throughout Phoenix, Arizona, you can also go to www.homebargainplanet.com. All right? Yeah.
The streets don't love you back. Are bringing hope to the homeless by giving back. The streets don't love you back. Feed and clothe the homeless the first Sunday of every month. We are in need of food, clothes, underwear, socks, shoes, blankets, backpacks, and personal hygiene products. To get involved, join us at thestreetsdontloveyouback.com or email us at thestreetsdontloveyouback@gmail.com or find us on Facebook at Giving Back to the Homeless. We thank you all for your generous support.
To the hills, from where my help come from. Psalms 121. Thank you, Mother, for always teaching me that when times get rough.
I wonder how it feels to be the son of a preacher. We're living in the world with the hustlers and tweakers. What hand to hand sales, avoiding them sales. But you was raised in the ghetto, so you was forced to live in hell. Oh well, never fail, cause one day I find my way out. Hopefully I can escape before the feds come and clean house. Penetrate doors, bat around of course, but it's too late for sure. Now you're praying to the Lord, cause you know your heart is pure. You're just a victim of the Lord, of the neighborhood wars, so you're mentally forced. Physically remorse to the pain and the suffering. You're trying to make a choice to do better and move forward. Let's go. Yeah.
Woo. I look to the I look to the hills where my help comes from. I look to the hills, oh yeah.
And in 2011, Robert D. Boyd Sr. died a great reverend, and his man goes to seven, ties with his junior son, and that's when Lil Rob found out about his brothers, and the boy he had in prison, but he had never met them, cause two was doing life, and Sidney came home to an untimely demise, after serving 18 years in the pen, Marvel and Christopher began, on the right path, but you still need that man, so you you don't be out prowling. Robbie did 17, it was all because of Wilder. Observe, you may be the preacher of the word, but if you leave your kids behind, it's just a whole lot of nerve. Word,
word,
match.
I look to the hills. I look to the hills where my help comes from. I look to the hills. Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm not the son of a preacher, but the nephew of a preacher. And every Sunday morning, my uncle tried to reach us. Me and all my cousins in the pew like it was bleachers. Women catching the Holy Ghost, I guess it was they feature. All it really was single women that was weaker. Praying that they find a good man every weekend. Their soul steady leaking, while burning with the flames. While they trying to raise their kids by themselves and maintain. And me and uncle both feel the same. Cause all we ever wanted to do was make mom proud with no pain. And the key to life is really just to find a good queen. And when Unc met his queen, Miss Lucinda became one of the same. Perfect team.
I look to the hills. I look to the hills where my help comes from. I look to the hills. Yeah. I look to the hills. I look.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the hottest show worldwide. The streets definitely don't love you back. We got a great, great guest tonight, and I'm going to bring our guest in now, and he's going to formally introduce himself. And a lot of great things is going on, and we would definitely like you to pay attention and listen very closely to this young man's message. So without further ado, we're going to bring him in right now. Hello,
hello,
my friend. How you doing tonight?
I'm blessed, sir. How about yourself?
Oh, man, we good on this end, too. It's blessed as always, and we just wanted you to go ahead and formally introduce yourself to the viewers, and we'll get right to it.
All right. My name is D'Angelo Collier. I live in Memphis, Tennessee, and I have a book coming out June the 18th. It is called Breaking the Family Curse, Testimony Still Loading. And the book is about how the enemy has been attacking my family like in all kinds of ways. Like mostly everybody in my family don't have a high school diploma. Most of everybody in my family been to jail before, including myself. Also, most of everybody in my family don't have, like, a real career. And I was the first person in my family to actually graduate from college with an associate degree. And the book also is about my testimony. I used to be in a gang myself. I used to shoot dice a lot, and I just used to be out there in the world and not giving a care and wasn't directed by God or anything like that. But God turned my life around. He showed me a better route to go, and I'm just humbled, and I'm just blessed that you have me on your show tonight.
Oh, that's good, my friend. We're glad to have you. So we're going to get right to it. You know, tell the viewers, you know, after you was inspired to write your book, what do you want people around the world to get out of your book and take from your book when they read it?
I want the world to get that you don't have to be in a gang. You don't have to be conformed to your traditional thinking. You can step out there and step out on faith and break your family curse. For example, if you're a person in your family like and everybody in gangs, everybody sell drugs and stuff like that, you can step out on faith and let God direct you to go a separate route. You don't have to follow the traditional way that your family is going. And also, my book will inspire people to not give up, to always put God first, and like every adversary that you are facing, you can rise above it and you can be all that you can be. Because I'm only 22 years old, and like 2 days ago, this lady asked me, she said, how can a 22-year-old have a book coming out? What possibly a 22-year-old can talk about? And I just looked up to the sky and I said, but God, because I've been through a lot these 22 years on earth, and I'm so blessed and I'm so happy and humbled that God actually brought me out. He brought me out a mighty, mighty, mighty long way. Without him, I would be nothing. So the book is, I can't even describe.
Dig that. So the bottom line is that people just have to tap into it and get that great message. Like you said, you got a great testimony in there, and it's not really about how long anybody have lived. It's about you have a testimony to help other people move forward in life and not make bad mistakes, you know? So we want to applaud you right here on the Streets from Love Your Back show for even stepping up to the plate at 22 years old. And doing that, because when I was 22 years old, I wasn't even thinking about writing no book or thinking about none of that. You know what I mean? I was in a whole nother universe, you know. But I thank God as well for bringing me out the lion's den and doing things to help people around the world. So we definitely feeling that, young man, you know. And you also got a book signing coming up. Tell the people about that.
Yes, sir. I have a book. I actually have two. I have one on June the 18th in Memphis, Tennessee at 7 p.m. And at the book signing, I'm going to sign autograph copies. And also, this same night, the book will be available online. It will be available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Kobo. So for all the out-of-towner people, the book will be available online. And also, I have another book signing coming up July the 31st. It's also in like Billington, Tennessee, and I'm traveling, I'm going to California in 2 weeks to promote my book out there and sell my book out there. I also have like a lot of different cities coming up. I can't just announce it right now, but God is moving. God is working.
Hey, man, that's what time it is, you know? And we just want to say, you know, tell the people just a little taste. You say you was in games, you know. How did that come about in your early life?
I'm not going to go into detail on it, but I was just, my environment that I was in, I wanted to follow the crowd. I want to be like such and such. I wanted to just follow the crowd, and I thought that was the right way to go. Because my mom, she raised me right. When I got in the gang, she didn't even know I was in the gang. I was so secret with it. She didn't even know I was in the gang until one day this dude had snitched to my brother and said, D'Angelo in the gang. And she didn't even know that. So I was just in the environment that I was in. I was around gang members, but they didn't force me to join a gang. I did it on my own. This is what I wanted to do. And I'm just blessed that God let me actually exit the gang life without a stretch or anything. I'm just humbled and I'm just blessed for that.
My man, you know. And give the people your website, your Twitter handle, your Facebook and all that. If somebody want to get in touch with you, put that out there in the universe.
Yes, sir. You can find me on Facebook. My name is D'Angelo, D-E-A-N-G-E-L-O, Collier, C-O-L-L-I-E-R, I'm going to spell it out again, D'Angelo, D-E-A-N-G-E-L-O, C-O-L-L-I-E-R. That's Facebook is my main source that I use since everybody have a Facebook. I'm working on my website right now, but it's not going to be up yet, but you all can reach me at Facebook, message me, add me as a friend. I'm very humbled. I answer to everybody.
My man. So, and we definitely going to have the young man's information on the Streets Don't Love You Back book page as well, where we have all the people who write books from all over the country on our book site. So his book is over there as well. And let him know the name of that book once again, young man.
The book is called Breaking the Family Curse, Testimony Still Loaded. You
again, man,
sir, for actually reaching out. When I reached out to you, I was just so humble because you seem like a very humble individual. I just want to thank you again, sir, for letting me be on the show tonight, and I'm just so humbled and I'm so grateful for that.
Oh, man, it's all good. This is what we do, man. You know what I mean? I've done lived the life of the street life, and I know what it is. You know what I mean? I started in gangs, drugs, and violence at the age of 10 years old. I lived that all the way into my adulthood, you know? So I definitely know what that's all about, my friend, you know? And I'm just glad that me and my wife have this platform to help people like you and other people that's out here making moves to educate our youths and direct them into a better life and making better choices. So we also are grateful to have you at the show as well, you know? So is there anything else you would like the viewers to know?
June 18th, the book will be available online, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Kobo. And I'm just grateful and I'm just humbled and I'm just blessed that you actually let me get on the show tonight. And God bless you all for listening tonight. Yeah.
It's all good, young brother. You know what I mean? So we just want to say, hey, keep moving forward. Keep in touch with us. Anything we can do on this end to help you promote your book, we're all about that, my friend, you know. And we send our love down there to Tennessee as well to you and your people, you know.
Thank you, sir, so much.
No doubt, my friend. Give them that one more time before you go. Give them that handle on Facebook one more time.
The name is D'Angelo Collier, D'AngeloCollier, D'Angelo Collier.
That's what the business is. So make sure you go check my man out. You know, when that joint drop June 18th, make sure you go grab that, get educated, because education is something we need on a daily basis. You can't never get enough education, and everybody got a testimony. The bottom line is, do they want to tell it? And this young man want to tell his, and he put it in book form. So make sure y'all grab that, all right? So we appreciate you coming through, young man. And
you
keep moving forward and have a blessed night, okay?
You too, sir.
All right, take care, sir.
All right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're definitely in the building. And we're definitely glad that the young man stopped through the show tonight. And we're going to keep moving forward. You dig? That's what we do.
Dear self, I wish that you knew then what I know now. To a 14-year-old boy named Jay, TV missing again. My hat was on top of it, I guess he must have dropped the wind. Fuck, I wish Pop would stop the shit, lay down, wake up and come home to a lie. Hell with school, man, you tell me why I try. Learn Dewey Decimal while blood in my vessels. Neighborhood know what you do and don't respect you. Battle swings, wet to hold on and let go. That's the area I wrestle. Masteria, tearing my brother Erica. Popped on the bench and people wanna stare at us. Empty refrigerator for lady, you wasn't there with us. Enough of dinner is rice. And you say that the struggle make winners in life. I see the sins in the night, the pride of giving me trouble is the one I gotta hustle. Pair of sneakers, some gear, and if I wanna bounce, yeah. Thinking my dreams American, disregarding arguments with my brother Eric and people that stared at me. I stared at them, little bit of money, discharging all of my fears of them, regardless of my pops, king amongst men. But then I couldn't look my mother in the eyes. She didn't buy the lies I was selling, and I didn't buy lies when she bought what I was selling. Could I justify the genocide of rebellion? Packed it all aside, and I realized, and I died. One way trip to jail felon, and on that way I flipped and started using self-imposed retribution, passing judgment, but look at what I'm doing. I'm doing.
Never Hello, everyone. I have a serious question to ask. Have you been struggling to get yourself motivated into getting better health? Well, hey, I have the perfect solution for you on Plexus Worldwide. So make sure you go to robertboyd.myplexusproducts.com. Let me repeat that. robertboyd.myplexusproducts.com and check out Rob and Lucinda Boyd's online Plexus Slim store, because right now they're running a 3-day decision pack special for only $11.95, and this is the opportunity of a lifetime. So make sure you tell your family and your friends so we can all join in and make a toast with the pink drink. Let's get fit. I love y'all. Black.
Homies, what's good with y'all?
What's up with y'all, huh? What's good?
Can't make no shots.
I mean, you know, can't give up, though. You got to keep trying, you know. Practice makes perfect. You know, that's for all y'all. You know what I mean? Just, you know, stay focused. Don't give up. You know, never give up. No matter what it is in life, you can't give up on anything. That's real. You know what I mean? So just keep your shot going. All y'all, you know. I look forward to coming to the game one day. NBA, man. I'm trying to see y'all there. Yeah. All right? Okay, loved ones. Y'all be good, all right? I just came to check on y'all.
Oh, high. Can have a conversation with the Most High. Ask him where's my girl. So when you made for me to have eternally in my life, think I found my girl.
You're my angel, baby. You're just like a falling star. What to do? Got an understanding that my past is my past, and you're trying to make it last with me. Go to the future, baby. You stay down, there's no maybes. That's exactly what it's gonna be.
When it's so hard to make it die. Indeed, I swore all the time, but you never ponder so wine.
Yes.
Just sitting back, patiently waiting on daddy to fly. On them G5 jets, first class flights to cloud 9.
Yeah.
With a Prada shoes and a Louis bag, Boussier looking fine. Listening like an angel, so bright she could blind. Any guy with 20/20, she must have fell out. God. I'm so high, so high. Yeah.
I went to a party one night. We were all snorting lines, and this guy came up behind me, and he, like, said, "Hey, let's go back here. I know what we can do." And he grabbed me, and I was already high, and I got raped. My name is Jen. I'm 15 years old. I started doing meth when I was 11 years old. Kept saying no, and he wouldn't stop. And I just kind of cried afterwards, and he gave me an 8-ball, and I just said, okay. That was worth it, and then that's when I started selling my body for meth. I know a lot of my friends said, "You're gonna get addicted really bad and real quick," and I just kept saying, "No, I'm not addicted," and it kind of just turned out that I wanted it every day, and I did really stupid things. I sold myself, and I stole from people, and I cheated people. I don't know anyone who's quit using meth after they've tried it a couple times or just once.
Brought to you by The Meth Project.
Home smart success. Home smart success. Home smart success. Yes.
Yes. Greetings, my beautiful people. If you're looking to find a great deal on a new home, or you're contemplating selling your current home, I had a perfect team for you at Home Smart Success. That's right, I said it. Home Smart Success, you dig? So if you need assistance, all you have to do is contact Mark or Carrie at Home Smart Success, and they will gladly take care of you, all right? And while you at it, make sure you tell them the streets don't love you back, sitch. But like I said, make sure you contact Mark or Carrie at 602-799-7344, or you can go to www.homebargainplanet.com. And if you need to search homes throughout Phoenix, Arizona, you can also go to www.homebargainplanet.com. All right? Yeah. Hello, everyone. I have a serious question to ask. Have you been struggling to get yourself motivated into getting better health? Well, hey, I have the perfect solution for you on Plexus Worldwide. So make sure you go to robertboyd.myplexusproducts.com. Let me repeat that. robertboyd.myplexusproducts.com and check out Rob and Lucinda Boyd's online Plexus Slim store, because right now they're running a 3-day decision pack special for only $11.95, and this is the opportunity of a lifetime. So make sure you tell your family and your friends so we can all join in and make a toast with the pink drink. Let's get fit. I love y'all. Black.
Shazia, born Da Vinci, Shaheed the Great, the crates. What up, Vans Beats? Let's do it.
Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gonna star.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gonna star.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gonna star.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gonna star.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
It's only natural that few heads, they be fair. Walking around for miles with their heads up in the clouds. I'm down to earth. Why you been birth to this verse, feeling the labor pains of fame. When my pen burst, cries of emergency, body shaking like an addict. I can't panic, I'm pushing out the raw talent. Sore from calluses as I'm writing in my scroll. The dark side won't stop sucking at my soul. Evidently, I was put here to be legendary, to be remembered on this plane like the great campus. Hard to fix, man. If your brain's in chains, I'm sending these spirits out to touch it through your system. It be like extra, extra. Read all about it. Waiting on the day for God, he gon' sound it. Everybody gon' be dealt with. Just lay your promise, giving the man with a bet from the tree. Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
Yeah.
It took a minute, but finally came my time for it. They underestimate my passion and my grind for this. But preparation and opportunity slow success. Don't need to be the best or even work harder. Just make my moves precise because I plan smarter. Keep it 100 business because I'm more than an artist. It's been a curse and a gift ever since the movement started. Cut off a lot of ties because most cats is weak-hearted and can't hold water when they come to catching charges. I'm swift and changeable because it's hard to touch a moving target. It's politics and everything, so I run with bosses, plus a few shooters with murder, land, rocket launches. We all hustlers, so we trap money and live lawless. Middle fingers to the world, cause I made it regardless. All the way to the top, I hear them all talking. So I'ma wait at the top and make the stars.
Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the hottest show worldwide. The streets definitely don't love you back. If you have not got involved with our organization, please log on to our website, www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. check out all the programs that we have in play to educate our youth and our at-risk adults as well. Also, if you have not got the books, the Streets Don't Love You Back book, the Never Hit a Woman book, the Streets Don't Love You Back Life Skill and Invention booklet, and Real Love Too, you need to have them books in your house, reading, in your reading book section. So you can also get them on Barnes and Noble's, Google, Lulu.com, all over. Just Google them up. And for those who would like to get involved with our intervention program, we have programs in Maricopa, Arizona, courthouse. We also have programs in Phoenix, up at Memorial Phillips Memorial CME Church up there, and Pastor Walton. And we want to thank him as well for allowing our program to be in his church. Also, our program will be starting tomorrow, May 31st, over at Hiller River Boys and Girls Center. So we just want to thank God for all that, and we just study educating and moving forward. So definitely get involved. Until then, we're going to say peace and love, and we'll get back at you tomorrow. Stay blessed.